This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A wildfire has closed I-70 in Eagle County on the western slope around Walcott. Evacuations are in place north of the interstate. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office is calling the blaze the Red Canyon Fire, and a Type 1 helicopter is reportedly on scene. CPR News is following this developing story. Find updates at CPR.org. A new report finds Colorado made historic gains in health insurance coverage largely due to the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. But as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, they may now be at risk.
Colorado ranked 10th overall in a state health performance scorecard from the Commonwealth Fund. It has one of the lowest adult obesity rates, and its hospitals got better than average patient experience ratings, but it scored poorly for suicide deaths and alcohol deaths. Its uninsured rate dropped for both adults and children after Medicaid was expanded by the ACA, also called Obamacare. The group warns proposed changes in the federal budget bill, like Medicaid cuts and expiring health care tax credits, could erode that progress. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Immigration officials have been ordered not to deport the family of a man accused in the Boulder firebombing. U.S. District Judge Orlando L. Garcia extended the pause on the deportation of the wife and five children of Mohammed Suleiman. The family is currently in an immigration detention facility in Texas. Homeland Security officials promised to quickly deport the family, but a Colorado-based judge and then Garcia in Texas have both halted them from doing so. This is CPR News.